From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. special operators to be sent to Iraq to fight the Islamic State group.
Tens of thousands of U.S. personnel are operating in the broader Middle East region. More are on the way. We have some of our most advanced air and naval forces attacking ISIL.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced the deployment Tuesday during testimony before the House Armed Services Committee. The Specialized Expeditionary Targeting Force will consist of approximately 200 Special Forces personnel and could be in place within weeks. U.S. President Barack Obama says climate change is an economic and security imperative that must be tackled now. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters Tuesday on the sidelines of the UN climate summit outside Paris.
If we let the world keep warming as fast as it is, and sea levels rising as fast as they are, and weather patterns keep shifting in more unexpected ways, then before long we are going to have to devote more and more and more of our economic and military resources not to growing opportunity for our people, but to adapting to the various consequences of a changing planet.
World leaders at the Paris summit are trying to agree on measures they hope will keep global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial revolution levels. The Syrian-based Islamic State group has expanded its reach in Africa. A top leader of the U.S. Africa Command says the group is courting Islamist extremists from Nigeria to Somalia, while establishing a major nerve center close to Europe. Vice Admiral Michael Franklin says the group was grown to about 2,000 people in and around the city of Sirte. This is VOA News.